Hello, everybody. It's Friday, July 27th, 2022. I'm Dale. Welcome to Midwest Super Pixel Pros, live from the Grand Forks Best Source Studios. Today's show is brought to you by Northwest Tire in Grand Forks. They're looking to hire a tire technician, so if you're not afraid to show up for work on time and work hard, this job might be for you. No prior work experience is necessary, and Northwest Tire will train the right people, get great benefits like PTO, health insurance, 401k, and more. Pay depends on experience. Stop into Northwest Tire and Gateway Drive to find out more, or call Chad Hoff at 701-780-8473, or apply online at nwtire.com. And right now, Northwest Tire is running their special, and it's great for this, all this summer traveling. It's the best time to hop on it. It's buy three tires, get one free sale with your use of your Northwest Tire credit card. That's Northwest Tire of Grand Forks. So welcome today, everyone. For everyone watching us live, please join in on the live chat, on the live stream, on the Grand Forks Best Source Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels. Or you could go ahead and find the audio of this archived on by looking up Grand Forks Best Source on any podcast app. Or you could call or text in your questions or comments at 701-213-0863. So yeah, and make sure to subscribe to GFBS on YouTube and hit that bell to get the alerts for when we go live. So joining me today is Paul.
Yo.
And very special guest, Ivy.
Hey.
We'll give you a, how about this? You're playing, there you go. Get the applause? No?
Yeah.
Very special guest. And producer Katie.
Yo.
Yes.
Hey, that's my line.
No, not today.
And we got another special guest buzzing around here somewhere too. So.
Oh, yep, I'm ready.
Yes. So yeah, we got a really cool episode lined up today. Now, I had another game lined up here earlier too, but I was having technical difficulties getting it earlier. So we're just going to do this game for both of our first and second game segments today. Now, we kind of talked about it. We played earlier installments in the past. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the older arcade games. Remember that from one of our earlier episodes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Love that Ninja Turtle arcade game.
So about a month ago, they had the newest installment called Shredder's Revenge. And it's, if you have Xbox Game Pass, it's available right on Game Pass. So you don't even have to pay for it that way. But it's on all systems. I think it's like $15 or $20 right around there otherwise. But and this plays just like the arcade originals that you'll soon see once we start up here, right?
Oh, yeah. It's like spitting image of it. It's very fun.
Yeah, so yeah,
I would like to get that original arcade game in the studio here.
Oh gosh, yeah, that would.
I'm sure it's probably like $5,000 though.
I do know they got. There is a. Have you ever heard of Arcade One Up?
Oh, is that the one of those ones where you can get like all kinds of different arcades games on them?
Yeah, though they're kind of like 3/4 replicas of the original arcade machines with like several arcade games programmed on there.
Are they the really little ones though?
Not like, well, they do make real little ones, but the ones they got are close to original size, but about 75 to 80% the size. And I think they go from like $400 to $600 depending on how many games they have on there and like other specialty parts. Hmm. So I know Ivy, you said you've been practicing this in the past this past week or so with your dad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're already a big fan of it, right? So yeah. And Katie, I think your only Turtles experience before was when we played the original on the show, and I think when Dan was on earlier this year, right?
Yes.
So I'm sure this will come naturally to all of us. So
maybe.
Yeah.
You know, it's really cool, too, in this game, when you kind of, like, when you beat a level, it goes back to the old, like, original Ninja Turtles game on the NES, or Super NES, whichever one it was, where you kind of, like, you got to navigate the streets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the overworld map. Yeah, that is in the main, more fleshed-out story mode. I picked arcade mode, where it's just all the levels nonstop, and so that way you could just plow through the game in, like, I think, from what I searched online, about 2 to 2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. But I think, yeah, I heard the story mode. I haven't tried that out yet, but yeah, it's like, yeah, the original Turtles, you had, like, the turtle, was it, like, the turtle van, right?
Yeah, driving? The turtle van.
Oh, yep. Gosh, yeah. And I think you could level up your turtle powers and stuff like that, too, right?
Yeah, and I think you could also, like, go into sewers.
Oh, yeah.
Things like that, yeah.
So, yeah, that's another option that gives you a more fleshed out, more lengthier experience. So, yeah, we're going to bust the arcade mode out here. And we got it paused, all good to go here. So, I think we're about ready to fire it up here. So, yeah, here we go. Shredder's Revenge. This is right at the start. I skipped the opening cinematic, so we already picked all our characters here just before the show to get right into it. So, are all you guys ready?
I'm ready to go.
Wait, should we say who we are?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. I am Leonardo. Paul is
Donatello.
I'm April.
Katie is.
I'm the orange one.
Michelangelo. All right, here we go.
Nobody's Raphael, huh? He's always like everybody's go-to, it seems like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So here we go. I got the player one icon flashing above my head.
Somebody's Raphael.
Oh, okay, that might be you, Raphael, there.
I'm orange.
Raphael is red.
So yeah, there are a bunch of combos you could do in here too, because it's almost similar controls to the NES and Super Nintendo Turtles, at least the ones that have this view. But they kind of implemented a few more enhanced attacks, wouldn't you say, Paul?
Yeah, you can kind of do like special power moves and stuff. I'm having a hard time figuring out where I am. So much chaos.
If anyone watching in the chat, let us know if you played past Turtles games or if you played this one, too. And I know it's actually dominating the sales charts right now.
Whoa, look at that, Donatello. Good job, buddy.
Donnie is rocking. Katie, you getting the hang of it? Coming right to you from the past game?
Just a button masher.
Hey, I love these button mashers.
I keep getting kicked. Why are these guys picking on me?
I can barely even see, so that's why I'm getting hurt.
Yeah, the thing here with... It's up to six players locally or online. There's online playing this too. So,
and you have that blue bar up there. If that's full, you can hit the Y button and it'll do your special move.
Oh, yeah.
Like there goes Ivy.
Oh, yeah. April with a sledgehammer.
Oh, no.
There you go. Big old tornado attack, Raphael.
I've hit it. Why?
Yeah, and you can grab them and. I think
throw them at the screen.
Yep. Oops, that's not what I wanted to do.
Oh, I got hit.
I just wasted that.
I think, your turtle can do a pose with a certain button and that'll recharge your energy, right?
Oh, does it recharge your energy?
Yeah, if you do that pose and you let the pose go all the way through, it'll recharge your energy bar all the way.
Oh, these guys?
Yep. There's the good old foot soldiers. They're just chilling, doing their work, typing on the keyboard.
Oh, somebody threw one at the screen.
Oh, that's great. Now they're off work duty.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, and you can do, like, button combinations to do different moves.
I like doing the jump attack from the original. I'm glad that's still in here. Jump attack. That's kind of like a nice, good stand.
All right, losers.
Oh, there we go. Do nice grapple attacks. And I think it's kind of like a newer one in this game. If you press B, that's like your dodge attack. And you can dodge and time it with a slide attack, which is pretty cool. I think we got our first boss battle coming up here.
And you can double jump?
Oh, that's right. You can double jump. But you got to time it right at the height of your jump?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Donatello was never, like, my favorite turtle, but I always liked the bow staff. I think the bow staff is, like, just such a cool weapon. If you think about it, if you can master the bow staff, you can pretty much, like... grab any broom or mop or anything and use it.
Yeah, I remember playing the original arcade game.
It seemed everyone either went
for Donatello or Leonardo because with the bow staff and the swords, those had the killer range over the other two.
How do you grab again?
I think you hold it. Yeah, is it you go up right next to
him? Oh, yeah, you can charge. Look at that.
How can you run?
Oh,
I didn't know you could do that.
Oh, yeah, hold X, and then I think as you let go, I think you press another button, too, to, like...
I'm waiting.
Because, yeah, I like to do that B, the cartwheel dodge, and then you press X, time it just right, and do a little slide attack charge, and it's... And I think in the... You said you're playing the story mode a lot, Paul. I believe you get these attacks kind of gradually... They gradually grant you these powers the more you play the game and upgrade and level your character. But in the arcade mode, you get them all right at the bat to kind of make it a more...
Okay, guys, watch out on this place.
Oh! Traps!
Oh, my God.
Bebop!
Bebop kidnapped Vernon.
Bebop.
I don't even know where I'm at.
Now, if I remember from what I read right, I read a couple of reviews of this online. Paul and Ivy, I don't think you're familiar. In the story mode, isn't there like some of the side characters that give you mini missions to do, like find tapes or items for them?
Yeah, for the like people. You would have to find like people.
What do you have to get for them then?
You have to like kick doors.
Kick doors and like they give you like special items and gifts for getting that stuff, right?
Yeah, like I think it charges up your your bar to do your special power.
I need a slice of pizza. I'm about to die.
Oh man, This is a deep, deep cut from our childhood. I don't know if you remember this. Do you remember when you bought one of the original Nintendo Turtles games? It came with a coupon for a free Pizza Hut pan pizza.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, that was all about the Turtles cartoon. They're all about chilling and eating pizza. And actually, if you buy a retail copy of this game, it actually, as a nice little homage, they give you a coupon for a free pan pizza to Pizza Hut. So they keep the tradition alive.
Okay. Pizza, pizza, somebody get a pizza.
Oh, Katie stole it.
Thief.
Although, all of a sudden, I got all my health back.
Yeah. This is bringing back good memories of the old cartoon. It has that same animation style.
What? Did that pizza cure? I think it, excuse me, I think it healed all of us.
Yep, the big pizza heals everybody in the party. So that's pretty good.
Oh, you're tied up, buddy.
And then, I don't know if it does it like in story mode. You may see if one of us dies in this boss battle, you can revive your partners, right?
Oh, can I kill this guy?
Oh, yeah, he's the boss here.
Yes!
So, yeah, this is Bebop from the cartoon. Remember Bebop and Rocksteady from the cartoon? Yep, here we go.
I never watched Ninja Turtles.
You never watched a cartoon, Ivy? It's not on your radar? I know they still do Turtles cartoons all these years later. They're always restarting and rebooting it every several years. A new series, new animation style.
Ooh, hit him, hit him.
Wow. I missed him. Dang it.
Paul, no, me and you grew up as Turtles kids. I think every boy from like in the late 80s to mid 90s was watching the Turtles, right?
Oh, I had all the toys.
Yeah.
They had some of the coolest toys, too.
And I like how they kind of keep the spirit of the old arcade games alive. The more damage you do to the boss, you see the boss health meter on the bottom, the more they'll flash red. So, you know, you're pretty close to beating him up.
Go, 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 go!
Hit him. Ah, I missed him again.
What button is it to pose again?
I think it's the left trigger.
Oh, left trigger? Okay. Yeah, doing that nice little power-up attack helps, and then... Oh, it's right bumper or R1 to do the pose. And that recharges your energy.
Yeah, like, they came out with so many different action figures and stuff for this. It must have had, like, kind of a long-running cartoon.
Yep.
Because I remember there was, like, one of my favorite ones for some reason. Was,
there we go.
There was, like, a Triceratops.
Oh, I'm hurt.
Do our victory poses here.
Oh, look at me. I'm pogoing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and there's 16 stages for this. So, like,
there is?
Yeah, there's a lot of stages. And so, it's nice. Each stage, I think, takes about, 5 to 10 minutes
to
beat.
You kind of have to hit
quick.
A to go into the next.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of stages. There's Rocksteady. Yeah. So, figure maybe we'll do two stages here, then we'll hit our other segments here.
Sure.
So, yeah, they got these nice little animations here between. Of course, that's a nice homage. Do you remember Turtles in Time on Super Nintendo? The first level was Big Apple 3 a.m. This is Big Apple 3 p.m.
Oh,
yeah. So, yeah, they're in the daylight now. Love this. And
so is Rocksteady, was he stronger than Bebop?
I think so. That was his little, I think Bebop was a little more jacked. But Rocksteady, he was a force to be reckoned with.
It's a turtle van.
Yes, a turtle van.
Oh, pizza.
That was the ultimate toy to have.
Oh, yes.
You know, unfortunately, there you go. Ivy's in superpower, Super Saiyan mode, right?
That's not the white turn.
Ivy said she hasn't watched Dragon Ball Z, so I'm going to have to get her.
Oh, there you go.
Her hooked up on that.
What will be your introductory episode for Dragon Ball Z for Ivy?
Oh, Vegeta for sure.
Vegeta? That's Cell Saga. That was quite the epic summer to get through that, I remember.
I'm just wondering, can we hurt each other?
No, thank goodness.
I'd like to do that.
No? Just turn on people?
Yeah.
They do have an old Tournament Fighters Turtles game on the Super Nintendo and Genesis. You remember that one, Paul?
And the story?
Vaguely.
Oh, wait, I can fall.
That's where it says Turtles meets Street Fighter, so the Turtles in their own Street Fighter type fighting game.
And then you had the Battletoads that tried to jump on the turtle wagon.
Good old Battletoads, yeah. They actually admitted in interviews, too, that they were intentionally ripping that off just so they could cash in on toy sales, like Turtles, because they tried to get toys.
No, I wanted that.
And it was kind of a thing for a few years.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Battletoad games are fun.
Yeah, they're super hard.
Yeah.
Katie, do you think this is better than the last Turtles game we played from earlier this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's cool how it's not just like two-dimensional, you know, you go up and down streets.
No, I hit it.
Mix up the perspectives a little bit.
Yeah, and aren't those like little Technodrome bots or something?
I forget. There's a couple variations. I think there's Mousers. That's one of them. I forget what these ones are called. Yeah.
And then there's, you get to them later, but there's the Chomper ones. And it's just kind of, it's kind of cool because this just brings back so many memories when you see, you know, all these different characters and stuff.
So I don't know if you can tell me, Fargo. Katie, I mean, you can tell me more. Is in Fargo, is Chuck E. Cheese's still a thing? Is that still open?
I think so.
Yeah, that was a place to go to as a kid. I don't know, Paul. Did you ever go there in your childhood?
One time,
the kid casino.
Yeah, the kid casino.
One time when I was five. I was there, and Chuck E. Cheese had his head down.
What?
Oh, yeah, he was like, he was sad.
They still have all the animatronics there?
Yeah. And one time, the guy at Chuck E. Cheese got held back from some kids because they didn't let him go, and then the electronics came out, and, like, the three-year-olds were freaking out.
Oh, wow.
They didn't know.
Oh.
Go!
So, yeah. Oh, one sec here.
We're having little technical difficulties here, Katie.
Oh, yeah. We need you to move along with us here. Oh, it's all good.
Random
quick timeout.
We need to jump.
Oh, yeah.
Jump.
Yeah, watch out for the motorcycles.
Yes.
You have to kind of hit them, too, in the air. Like, jump, hit.
Jump and attack.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'll just make this easy.
Paul, can you ever imagine this happening to you down Wash one day? Just flying ninjas popping out of nowhere, just cruising on your Harley.
That would be fun.
Did you hear about the?
Oh gosh,
the ninja parade.
What? No.
Yeah, there was thousands of people that showed up to not see the ninjas.
Oh, I gotcha. I don't got the badumcha on the soundboard right here, or else you'd get that. But so at Chuck E. Cheese's, Ivy, you're saying Chuck E. Cheese himself, his head was deactivated?
No, he was, like, sad.
Sad. Oh, sad. Oh, man. So are you into Five Nights at Freddy's? That's pretty much a video game version of the Chuck E. Cheese animatronics, right? Or you heard of Five Nights at Freddy's?
I never played that game because I thought, like,
Or that's a more older kids game.
Right? I always thought Chuck E. Cheese was creepy. Especially the gorilla that plays the drums?
It's not a gorilla, there's a mouse, it's technically all the same characters from Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh, just, nice check.
But Freddy isn't there, it's Chuck E. Cheese.
Don't hit that can.
Oh, yeah. A little explosion. Wish you could But yeah, Chuck E. Cheese is like a
scary place.
From my childhood, that was the place to go to. It was a special trip we'd go to, like, maybe just a couple times a year with the family. Rascal up whoever was next to you there. Rascal. Usually there would either be a Turtles machine or an X-Men machine. See if you get up to 4 to 6 players to team up with you. And just maybe if we're lucky, parents would hook me up with $5 of quarters. And that arcade machine, it was a quarter monster, huh?
Oh.
At Chuck E. Cheese, there's this one where it's a chair and, like, goes, like, really high. That was really fun.
What's the main new games at Chuck E. Cheese nowadays, Ivy?
I haven't been there for a while.
Or the last time you were there, if you remember.
The last time I was there was more of those games that you didn't play. It was more of those games, claw games and stuff.
Oh, okay, the crane machine? Yeah.
You know, I should talk to the mall. They should really get some arcade games in here.
Yeah, a long time ago there, it always used to be that little corner area that had it.
Yeah, they could get X-Men and Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
I agree. I know, I think on Etsy, I see people do, you could get customized arcade cabinets.
You should also get, like, a ticket booth.
Ticket booth.
And the original Mortal Kombat.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
There's Rocksteady.
Rocksteady. Well, yeah, he's a little bit more jacked than Bebop. So, Katie, you said the Turtles cartoon has never been really been on your radar at all that much over the years?
I just never got into it.
Never got into it, yeah.
Yeah.
Super fair.
Oh, he just shot me.
I think I might mention on the show before, I tried to get my nephew into it. I think they had the Nickelodeon CG animated Turtles cartoon at the time, but he was more into Lego Ninjago. But yeah, another cool thing worth noting is, I think I might have mentioned it once on the show before a while back, but it's coming out soon next month. I kind of gave the official release date. I want to say it's sometime in September. There's going to be a collection of all the old Turtle games from Super Nintendo, Genesis, and Nintendo, and the arcade. It's like 10 or 12 games and Game Boy all in one package. Huh. And it's only going to be like $30 or $40. And if, like, half of them are going to have online play, so you can do online Turtles in Time or Tournament Fighters.
I died.
Uh-oh. So if only you want to go over to Paul here, I think it's what, A or?
I think you just got to wait for the timer.
Yeah, you can wait for the timer. I think there's a button you can press to revive them too. I forget what it is.
Oh, I'm going to hurt real die. Bad.
Oh, yeah, I'm done.
Oh, yeah. A couple of you are.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Rocksteady's getting the best of us. Oh, you almost got him, Ivy. You got this.
Oh, I've died.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there you go. You're back. We're back. Oh, yeah. Let's finish him off. Oh, there we go.
Ivy with the kill.
Yes.
Wait, I did?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right, I will pause it here, and then we'll go ahead and, yeah, we've got a nice little animation for our next segment here. Looks like Bebop and Rocksteady are getting away. They have these animations in the story mode also, right?
Yes.
All right, so let me wait till it gets started here, and I'll pause it. So, all right, so we will go ahead and get things moving along here, but before we do, we will give a quick shout-out to our friends at Rumors Sports Bar Casino, where they are the place to go to if you want to grab a lunch or watch your favorite sports game or other show there, or just go in and get a good tasty beverage there, because they have wall-to-wall TVs. Like, if you want to watch any game that's not on, you just ask the staff there. They got the great deluxe cable package. They'll just find the game and put it on for you. I've done that many times. Of course, with NFL season about to start, you know, they got the Fox or the Sunday ticket there to have access to all the games. And, you know, baseball too. You can find any baseball game that you want there too. So it's a great place to go to watch sports. And also, if you're feeling lucky, they got all kinds of fun casino type games where you can do blackjack, pig wheel, also a traditional and electronic pull tabs, and bingo as well. So, and yeah, they also are the only official place in town to put licensed horse race bets. So I know Monty in the sports show, he's a big fan of that. All kinds of great lunch specials too, and dinner specials, like Friday night, any pizza for $8 tonight, and they have some good pizza there too. I've had a few of them with Monty and Bill after the sports show over the last several months. So yeah, Rumors Sports Bar and Casino, they're in the Grand Cities Mall right here in Grand Forks, and they're open every day from 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. That's Rumors Sports Bar and Casino in Grand Forks. All right, so we will keep this thing rolling along, and we're kind of going to do our esports gaming related YouTube video of the week, and this one is a little different. There's this one video game content creator called MinMax. It's consisted mostly of a lot of former Game Informer writers. I don't know if you remember Game Informer magazine. They're actually based out of the Twin Cities. They're like all the other major gaming press outlets are actually mostly in California, but so MinMax, they'll kind of do things. They'll do a lot of live streams as well and gaming content. And they'll kind of throw to their audience, you know, oh, vote for what game we'll play next on a stream. And they kind of threw this one in as a goof. How about we do a game of Wii Sports, but real life Wii Sports? So you can see by the title, they titled it WE, not WII. So they're playing a real game of basketball one-on-one. And the two hosts here, as you can see, you can just go ahead and start it up, Katie. They have no actual basketball skills. Yeah, so this is off the MinMax YouTube channel, and it's called Wii Sports, the Worst Basketball Game Ever. And both these guys admit to having no actual sports skills. One of them said he got a D- in gym class, and the other said it's like, oh, I played basketball through eighth grade, but I'm terrible. So this was voted by their fan community. They're playing basketball, and this, is them kind of warming up, just kind of doing their mild-mannered trash talk, and they got one of their other co-hosts doing commentary on the side. So you can go ahead and jump to the next 7:26 here. And so they're playing a game of pig. We've all played pig or horse before in basketball, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep, that's a fun one. So they're calling it cat in here instead. So game of cat.
I was actually really good at basketball.
Oh, man. Yeah, I like doing pig or horse. I played a lot of pickup games with buddies until, like, my mid-20s or so. It was fun, but but I wasn't good at all. I was pretty much there. They'd call me. They're like, hey, we need an extra body. I was like, they're always the last person selected. You said you play a lot of hoops?
What?
You say you play a lot of hoops, basketball? No.
It's not your... My friend does.
No.
I think I made the varsity team.
Varsity? Oh, nice.
I can't remember. But...
High school you play? Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. All right, so we can go ahead and jump to the next one. 23-10, and this is they miss a lot of shots in here. So
why are we watching these guys play basketball?
It was an esports segment. These guys do a video game stream, and they do a lot of different video game streams, and they'll do an esports segment, and they'll vote. They'll have their audience vote for what game they'll play next, and as a goof, they're like, "We'll play real life Wii Sports. We'll play real basketball." They didn't think anyone would vote for it, so instead. They kind of goofed against him, and they voted for him to play real-life basketball. So, and they're just doing dumb trash talk against each other, and just... I thought I'd kind of mix it up, get a little different take for the esports competition, so...
But this isn't esports.
Yeah, well, yeah, they did it for charity and all that, just to have some dumb
they
fun for it.
They should do esports boxing.
Esports, yeah, real-life boxing, knock each other out, so... then you can jump to 38-10. They decide they need a breather. They need a break. So they're taking a break. They even film themselves taking a water break, and they're like, "All right, this is too much." And
real basketball, folks.
The best worst esports segment ever. Yes, I agree. But you go ahead and jump to 41-10. They finally say, "All right, no more pig. Let's do real life one-on-one." Game of 21. I like doing 21. That was a lot of fun. Right? Would you ever do a lot of pickup games of 21 at all?
Oh, yeah. I play 21 all the time.
Yeah. So they actually do some real-life, not-so-great 21 here. But yeah. And they got their co-host doing commentary on the side. And then they wrap things up. We can just go ahead and jump to the last one here. 47 minutes here. It's their dumb way to kind of... cool off. There's a nearby little pool, so they're like, "All right."
So for anybody that doesn't know, probably including Ivy, 21, it's the first to 21, but if somebody misses and you catch the ball in the air and make the basket, it brings the person back down to zero.
Yeah. So you got to strategize your shot because, like, I think in 21, like, a three-point shot is worth 2 points, right?
Yep.
And so if you sink too much, like you said, or you could reset your score. But we could go ahead and close that out. So, yeah, but yeah, that's min-max. You can find it. This silly goof thought he'd mix it up with a silly esport video this week. But, yeah, this real-life basketball gone terribly wrong. But, yeah, I think I want to say I'm actually a smidge better than those two in basketball. Katie, basketball skills, yay, nay?
Nay.
Nay?
The only game I played in high school was Lightning.
Lightning's fun. Yeah, I remember that one.
Basketball Fridays.
Basketball. What was that? Just like
every Friday, all the gym classes combine. We all go to the big gym and play a big game of basketball.
Like 5-on-5, or
yes.
Oh, nice. I remember Lightning. That was fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I know it's that. So you have to make your free like from the free throw line. But I think if you
have to make it before the next person. That's all I remember.
Yeah, because then you shoot your shot, and if you miss, the person behind you would shoot.
Oh.
And then if both of you would miss, and I think both of you had to shoot, make a basket from so much feet away at the same time, and then...
Yeah, if the person behind you makes the ball before you, then you're eliminated.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you go to the person that, they go to the back of the line until they're up again.
Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't know if you had this, like, for... We'd play Barkley rules or so. Did you ever do that? Was that a thing for your school ground like that where people would just throw elbows and stuff, be a little more rough on the court? I don't know.
No, I didn't do that.
No, yeah, that'd be a little more aggressive, but yeah, yeah.
Well, and I would always just make the shot on my first try, so it was
of course.
Super Same. Easy for me.
Yep. Same. Of course, yes.
Same, I do too. So just everyone know that.
All
don't
pro.
Don't count out Stouse yet.
Yes, yes, there we go. All pros right here, yes. Yeah. So we are going to go ahead and jump to our next. Actually, I could do a quick rundown of our new releases here. Just three kind of main games from this past week here. We got this game called... I was going to try and get this to be our first game to play the show with, a game called Multiverses, pretty much hitting the main PlayStation and Xbox systems and PC. And it's a free-to-play game, but it's like pretty much like Super Smash Brothers, but with like DC and Warner Brothers characters. So like it had Superman, Wonder Woman, the Adventure Time characters, and a bunch of other... It's like a big old mashup of licensed characters. And it was free-to-play, but in order to get people playing on the same system, you had to have like official accounts. It would have required probably like an hour of setup. So I was just like, yeah, this ain't going to work. But it is free-to-play, or you know, like all free-to-play games, you could buy in-game currency or you can earn it. So... But it looked pretty cool. It seems like it's getting received well online. That came out this week. A game called Bear and Breakfast, where you're a bear operating a hotel or an inn, and you got to make the inn flourish. Yeah, it's. I watched a trailer for it. It looked kind of fun. If you're familiar with Stardew Valley, that's a pretty popular game. It's like a kind of a spoof, a spinoff on that. That's on PC this week. And finally on the Switch, another big release. The Xenoblade games, they're big sellers. And the latest one of those are out. Xenoblade Chronicles 3 is a big RPG fantasy game. And those have just sold millions and millions of copies. I'm sure this one is too. And that releases today. So we're going to hit our discussion segment of the week. I got an image queued up for it, but we're going to do this video first. I know last week we did the best cats in video games for our discussion segment. That was pretty fun. So I figure we have to naturally follow it up with the best dogs in video games. And this video is the 17 best dogs in games, courtesy of GameSpot. And we're just going to highlight a few of them here, and then figure we'll kind of bounce around the table here with any other ones that are missed. So yeah, we can go ahead and start it up at 38 seconds here. Go ahead.
Really adorable and always, always.
So yeah, I don't know if you play the game Hades. This is more of a recent game from just a couple years ago. They got this big satanic dog. It's a fun Diablo type game with a lot more complexities to it.
GTA 5 is popular for many reasons.
And oh yeah, oh.
But you are.
Oh yeah, the Grand Theft Auto 6 or 5 dog Chop. Yes.
Who rides shotgun with me every
day? I wish I put more time into Grand Theft Auto 5. I haven't yet, but yeah. Got your dog buddy here in Grand Theft Auto.
And even running around as Chop are some of
you put much time into GTA 5 at all, Paul?
No. Wow, the graphics have really gotten good on it, though. Yeah. Holy cow.
And like, so yeah. Oh no, evil lad. We won't show for them. No music for you. So yeah, we'll talk over them. Yay. But yeah, we could go ahead and jump to 120 when that wraps up here. Yeah, who's that? Oh, no. YouTube's being super evil today. Yeah, so, but yeah, this next one is Animal Crossing. I know a lot of people are big fans of Animal Crossing. Yeah,
I love Animal Crossing.
You love Animal Crossing? What dog comes to mind when we think of Animal Crossing?
What?
There's a big famous dog in Animal Crossing, right? One of the characters from the village you talk to. What's his name again?
I forgot, but
I think it's KK Slider, right?
Oh, I never seen that character on.
So I got him queued up. I got him queued up here next, so we'll get the video. Does this ring a bell here?
Oh, that's not him anymore. It's it's a different character. Very
young. Oh, they renamed him?
Yeah, they renamed him, and he's a different character.
Oh, really? Oh, he's not KK Slider anymore? Okay. But yeah, KK Slider from Animal Crossing. I know he was a favorite talking to other people who played Animal Crossing over the years. So... Yeah, we can go ahead and jump to 239 here.
Parappa the Rapper.
Oh, yeah, Parappa the Rapper.
Yeah, I remember Parappa.
Oh, yeah. You can leave it on for it. That was a pretty fun music rhythm game, right?
Yeah, I had no idea it was a dog.
Yep. I truly have, but the iconic
love Parappa. All right, you can do 230. Or wait, I think, yeah, this is actually the next one. Diamond Dog from Metal Gear Solid. This is an awesome one. Yeah, love Metal Gear Solid. One of my favorite games.
Cool looking dog.
Of course, gotta give the dog an eye patch like Snake, right? One of the
very best boys. I had a husky for 15 years, so
I miss my items
and people. Pretty partial to
wolf
dogs.
Yes, labs are probably my go-to. So yeah, we'll jump to 410 here. This is from heck yeah! Gold coins and Mario Odyssey has a dog on the Switch. So and the dog's name is just Dog.
And when it comes to that very.
So yeah, I need to play more Mario Odyssey. Absolutely. I know my nephew says he loves the game.
Moon Kingdom really takes it to another level.
So yeah, and then we could jump ahead to 448 here. Giving him a chance to leap. And this is Far Cry 5. Tag nearby enemies. So yeah, this is M-rated. Heads up about that. Sorry about that. But my undying love. And then this is still very much on time. And then we have Fallout 3 and 4.
River.
Dog Meat and River. They help you in the big open world of Fallout. Your co-op companions helping you be by your side, man's best friend. And, oh, yep, there's some good old Fallout fun there.
Hey, looks like my dog.
Game dog of 2015.
It's there we go. And then we can go ahead and jump to six.
Does that look like Mina?
Throughout the story, yeah, like combat, a little bit. And yeah. Treasure.
Pretty much Fable at all in the Fable games, Paul?
Fable was fun.
Yeah, I love Fable. Fable 2 and 3 had it, so you had a dog sidekick also. Help find items for you. DLC to change breeds.
Fable, wasn't that the one where you can be good or evil?
Good or evil, and based on your choices or actions, too, your character would change. So if you'd be all out evil, your character would grow horns and stuff.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And then if we jump to maybe this was 725?
Ranger is the adorable Yoshi ally.
Of course, Super Mario World 2, Poochie.
Poochie is just a
later in some of the later Yoshi games, Poochie is pretty awesome.
Point you to Poochie and Yoshi's Woolly World.
Evil guy. Katie, are any of these ringing a bell for you?
No, none of them.
No, none of them? Okay, and then last one here. Seven. Oh, here it is right here.
Silent Hill 2. On
Silent Hill games? Paul, you've ever been into those? The spooky games?
I think I remember playing the first one.
Yeah. Like the Silent Hill, kind of like Resident Evil style, but even more intensely scary.
Have you played Yellow Baby?
Yellow Baby. No, I'm not. What's that?
It's where it's a baby that is getting that is cursed.
Oh yeah.
And he's trying to like kill you.
Oh gosh,
that sounds disturbing.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, gosh, these spooky games, yo. But yeah, so that was just a quick rundown of those, and I kind of got a fun image queued up here too for the last little bit here. I got a few games that didn't make the list where I was like, what? Now I think of dogs in video games, one of them instantly come to mind, and the dog is still kind of carried on in Nintendo games to this year here too, so maybe I'll get out of the way. You can kind of see here the Duck Hunt dog.
Oh yeah, yes. He's probably that's the most iconic.
Did you guys see the movie Pixels?
Yes, a long time ago.
And I did it.
The Adam Sandler video game movie, it's okay, it's not that great, but there is a little brief cameo of the Duck Hunt dog in that. And
isn't it in Wreck-It Ralph, too?
I think so, yeah. And of course, a Duck Hunt dog is a selectable character, I think, in the last couple of Smash Brothers games. So Duck Hunt dog lives to this day. Katie, familiar with the Duck Hunt dog?
No.
No? Gosh, yeah, every time you'd play an NES, you got the light gun zapper trying to shoot the ducks, and every time you'd miss... this sound effect would play every time you miss shooting a duck. That's where that sound effect comes from is Duck Hunt. So, and then he'd do an evil laugh at you too. So
Duck Hunt is still probably one of the funnest games to play.
Yeah, and you'd always you get mad because he's laughing at you. You hear that evil sound effect, and you keep trying to shoot the dog, but of course they make it so you can't shoot the dog.
So were you one of the guys that would just hold the gun right up to the screen?
I think I'm probably definitely guilty of doing that a few times. Yeah, be like curse you, Duck Hunt dog, and just, nope, didn't work. You had some pro skills in the, of course, probably, Paul, for your Duck Hunt skills.
Well, I just thought Duck Hunt was, it was just such a fun game. I mean, you get the pistol, and you're shooting it at the TV, and to this day, it's still amazingly fun. I'm surprised that they don't have more... I know they probably have, like, Big Buck Hunter and stuff like that where you can maybe get the gun at home, but...
This game is just like the ones at the arcade. Just, it's a little bit different. You get to pick different things. Like, you can shoot deers, cows.
You're probably thinking of, like, Big Buck Hunter.
Yeah, Big Buck Hunter. They kind of do, like, yearly installments of those, I think. I always see them at many different places in town.
They have, like, national tournaments on that, like... It's kind of like that golfing game that they have in bars where you actually...
Golden Tee?
Yeah, Golden Tee. It's weird because you actually rank with other people in the nation just playing that game at your like local bar or arcade, whatever. And I didn't know that they were all connected like that. So
yeah, because they've been around, I think, since like the early 90s, but they do them every year, I think, for like the last... like. Decade or so they have it, so yeah, they'll upload your score to the global leaderboard and can rank you, and yeah, it's pretty cool. Any other dog games seen on here that comes to mind that are not seen in that video that come to mind for you guys? For I listed a few of pick your brains first before we jump into a few of them here. Any big dog games?
I mean, on DS.
I was going to say, I know last week you mentioned the cats and the pets games on there. Did you do any of the dog games or Nintendogs? I know that was really big on the DS also.
Minecraft has dogs.
Minecraft?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Yeah? How's the dogs working there?
Good. How you, like, tame them is by bones, and there's cats, and how you tame them is by dead fish.
So, like, they're wild at first, but then you could tame them and make them your friend and pet?
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. How about Katie? You said you did Nintendogs or the pets for dogs?
I'm having a flashback to a Minecraft moment. I went into my cousin's world and we were just building stuff and all of a sudden dogs were falling from the sky.
What?
And I was saying, why are dogs falling from the sky? And she was like, I don't know. So then we had to go kill them all because you can't, because if you leave a world and then go back into a world, all the dogs will still be there. And so as they were falling from the sky, I was killing them all. And, you know, it took me about maybe 20 minutes to get them all gone. And finally, my cousin said, yeah, I did that the whole time.
Oh, man. Oh, I imagine there's probably cats coming down, too, then also, right?
Yeah.
It was raining dogs and cats.
It was raining dogs and cats. And it was making me mad because they were swarming my Minecraft house.
Oh, I figured they had to riff off that catchphrase. But and then other than that, I think the only other one I got, there's this game. You remember Earthbound, Paul, on Super Nintendo by chance?
Sounds familiar.
There's a sequel to it on Game Boy called... Mother 3, because the games are called Mother in Japan, and one of the characters in your party is a dog, so it's like RPG style battles, but you got a dog in your party, and of course I had to name my dog Spot, because that's the go-to name for a dog.
In Roblox, there's also dogs in one game, it's called Adopt Me.
Oh, yeah?
It's where you get eggs and get a house, and then you try to, while you take care of your pets, you get money for it. You could also turn into a kid.
And there are dogs in that part of it, too?
Yeah, there's all different kinds of animals.
Oh, wow. And so you put a lot of time into that one?
I used to when I started Roblox, but now I'm not into that game anymore.
But, yeah, figure any other dog game, video game memories that come to mind off the top of your head?
Nope.
Yeah. I imagine I could do an even further deep dive. I was like, oh, this is like a nice good sample size here. Just figure nice good follow-up discussion on the cats video games featuring cats from over the years. So, yeah. And you can go ahead and find that video on GameSpot. So, we're going to go ahead and pick up where we left off on Shredder's Revenge for our last gaming segment of the show here. Figure knock out another level or two of that.
Yes!
Oh, yep, Ivy, you have to hold down this button really quick.
Oh, yeah.
This button?
Yep, just press until it glows.
Yep.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. So, give it a sec here. So, of course, come on, reconnect, connect a new controller to continue. Let me try this.
Do, do, do,
do, do, yes. All right. Ivy, maybe press up or down on here. No, Paul?
Oh, it's me.
Oh, okay, there we go. Go up to resume. There we go. Maybe back in action here. Bebop and Rocksteady are being evil.
This one's a hard one.
I'm Donatello now.
Oh, who am I?
One's hard.
Oh, I'm Leonardo now. Okay.
Leonardo.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I'm definitely Leonardo.
Is one person not controlling a character?
Mine.
There you go. It's this one, Katie. Katie, it's this one.
Let me hit them. It won't let me hit them.
I think you gotta jump in the air.
So I think, yeah, there's a few levels like this in the game where they mix up the style of play a little bit by getting on these. I always called them as a kid, I don't know what the official term for it is a skateboard, or I always called them boogie boards as a kid.
Hoverboards.
Hoverboards? There we go. Yep.
Only could hoverboard the...
Like hoverboard, yeah. Yeah, and then they give you a nice little heads up when more enemies are about to come at you.
I think Leonardo was my favorite character when I was a kid.
Leonardo guy, yeah. Well, yeah, he got...
I always liked the katanas, too.
How about the character Katana from Mortal Kombat?
Oh, yeah.
Bunch of traffic cones.
Kind of funny story. My grandpa, he had a wood shop, and so he made us all Ninja Turtle toys.
Oh, yeah? Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, we had grappling hooks and everything, but, I mean... So you can see the difference in generations when
nowadays everybody's like so concerned about safety, and back then he literally made wooden swords for us to beat each other with.
Oh wow. Good old family wholesome fun. Yeah.
Oh, I just got squished.
I like for Donatello for his character pose. He plays a Game Boy. That's pretty rad. Sled.
Yeah, oh. You have to aim for the tires.
Yep, go for the wheels.
Wheels, but try not to get hit.
There's the Bebop and Rocksteady van.
Oh, I'm dying.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to make it.
I think we could revive each other. I just forget what button it is to press.
Yeah, you can revive, but...
Oh, it didn't hit me. Come on.
There's no pizzas in this one.
No pizzas?
Oh, my God.
I don't think so.
I am terrible.
Yeah, this one's a really hard one. Me and my dad didn't get to get past this one, I don't think.
No, we got past it. Because remember, we got to the guy that was like looked like a bull?
Yeah. It's a mole and an alligator, I think.
We need a piece of pizza.
Yes, Pizza Power is the old name of the iconic Turtles theme song. There we go.
Oh, we both did it.
Dad, you have some. You can do it.
Oh, I died.
Oh, there's a pizza.
Pizza, no! We missed it.
We missed the pizza, and two of us are dead.
It's all right. We'll be back in a few seconds here. Oh, yep. Yeah, I think these levels were back in a couple of them were like this in Turtles in Time on Super Nintendo, I think. The same type of hoverboard type levels. So it's cool to see so many homages to the classic villains and characters. And I noticed already, we saw the foot soldiers like just typing away on keyboards. There's a nice little touches like that where the foot soldiers, they're just trying to chill and hang out and work, and we gotta rain on their parade.
Blue, you have enough.
Blue. Oh, I'm purple now on this one.
Wait, is my dad blue?
Yep, now I'm the blue guy.
Yeah, you can do it now. Just I wouldn't do it right now.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it while they're in the air.
And this game is developed by a developer called Tribute Games. I played a few of their games before. They specialize in these kind of throwback 8-16-bit visuals. And they
you hit me!
Oh, no, we can't. No, we can't do damage to each other.
We can.
Oh, we can, see?
Can we?
Ooh, yeah, you can hit me.
Maybe it's just this level while we're on the hoverboards?
See, look.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, he came.
Oh, now they're back. Bebop and Rocksteady. Turtle tenderizer.
But they're not turtles.
Oh. No, their pickup is the turtle tenderizer.
But that's our name. Wow. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop it. That's going to be stuck in my head all day now.
Oh, the theme song?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that was... I would do so many similar things. Of course, yeah, they got their little life bar there at the bottom.
I am really terrible at this.
Why?
I know I will shout out Tribute Games. Their past games are definitely worth tracking down. Panzer Paladin, really good Metroid-type game.
I think Ivy is really carrying us here.
Yeah, Ivy is on top of it.
So I didn't notice it in this one, but at the end of the story mode, it tells you who like did the best, like had the most hits and everything.
Oh, there we go! I just revived you. It's left bumper or L1 there to revive a fallen turtle.
Well, I just got ran over, so that's
a
not gonna last long.
I'm not a turtle, so that means you can't revive me.
Or April, or revive April.
Oh, and I didn't have a power thing.
There you go. This dang turtle tenderizer.
And uh-oh. I'm dead again. Uh-oh, I think we're all going to die. Ivy's the last one. And she got ran.
Revive already!
Oh,
no.
There we go. We're back.
Good, good job, Ivy. You kept us alive.
See, I think if all of us are dead at the same time, then it's game over, right?
Yep. All right, well, I would assume so.
I got you, Ivy. Giving you a boost. There you go. Back in action. Yeah, I like doing this double jump. If you time the double jump with an attack just right, you can do like a little more powerful attack.
Ooh, I jumped on top.
Now he's running us over. So what was it to
left bumper or L1?
That's not working.
Oh, I got it. Oh. There you go. Back in action. Oh, there we go. Boom.
Did we beat him?
Yep.
Yeah!
Episode 3 clear. Good deal. There you go, total KOs. Dedicated award, most enemies defeated. So, yeah, Leonardo was rocking it. 33 kills. Good job. All right. So, if we all hit A here, we can go ahead and knock out one more level here. Or Katie, or...
Oh, that's me. Sorry.
And that evil... for a game called Shredder's Revenge, this is, like, very little footage of Shredder so far. I think this is the first time we see him.
Yep.
Rumble in the Zoo.
No, the first time we see him is in the...
Oh, yeah, the opening, right?
Yeah, the opening.
But I thought we'd see more of him by now, right? It's a lot of Bebop and Rocksteady. I looked up a little research on this game here, too, and it looks like for the bosses, they pull from a lot of Turtles history for bosses across, like, all of Turtles lore. Like, I think they even got a couple of the villains from the movie in here.
Don't hit the monkeys, okay? They'll get mad at you and throw stuff at.
That's what I was saying, that this is kind of a fun game because it brings back memories, because they do have a lot of, like, characters and stuff that, you know, you had all the action figures for.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, there were so many playsets.
Like, pretty soon here, I think you're going to see the lizard guy.
It was an alligator, a lizard.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, what was that lizard's name? I know they had Leatherhead. I think Leatherhead's in here. He was in the older games.
Get off the bench and fight me!
Yeah, I like doing this B button to slide, the slide charge, and then as you time your slide just right, if you press the X to do a combo, you can make it do an even more powerful super hit combo.
Oh, I fell in the hole.
Oh, yeah. That was an awesome thing that carried over from the old side-scrollers from back in the day. Oh, yeah, I can button mash to get out of that. Love chucking turtles at the screen.
They're ninjas, not turtles.
Yes, ninjas. And then we can't really hear it in our... You may be able to hear it more on the stream than our setup,
but... Don't hit the monkeys, okay?
But all the music here is... It's not completely lifted from the old music from the game, but it's very... I think you'd say it's pretty inspired by the original music from the older Turtles games, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
And then I noticed they added a couple of... there's like two or three boss battles where they have like rap songs for the boss music. I don't know if you got to that part yet.
Yep.
Because I think I looked it up. They got Ghostface Killa and Wu-Tang Clan doing the lyrics for them. Some surprisingly big-name rap artists.
Pizza!
Oh, bow and arrow turtles.
They're not turtles. They're ninjas.
Yes, ninjas. And teenage.
We're just leading the
battle.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what the?
See, it's a zoo.
You said left trigger or something?
Well, L1 or left bumper there. Yep.
Oh, there we go.
You see the little revive? Back in action.
Yeah.
Don't hit those.
Yeah.
And don't hit the monkeys.
Here we get more evil Technodrome bots.
So did you ever have the what is it, Technodrome?
Yeah, Technodrome. No,
because they had the toy, right? And it was really big, yeah. I think.
That was kind of how we...
Run, monkey.
That was how we differentiated kind of like...
See, if you go like this...
For families that were pretty doing a lot better than us, like, those kids got the... They got the turtle van and the Technodrome. I just got a couple of action figures. But yeah, those were very awesome replications in toy form.
Yeah, I never had the Technodrome, but I did have a lot of the toys and obviously the turtle
van.
Don't
hit the bars! Don't hit the bars!
Don't hit the monkeys, right?
Ah, oh. You hit them! Now Now he's throwing it at you.
Yeah, the monkeys will chuck rocks at us, right?
No, they chuck bananas.
Oh, bananas. It's
more fun. Oh.
Yeah, they're still chucking bananas. That one's just trying to take a nap.
Wake up.
Get out of here. Yeah, I really like how they switched up the power attacks for each turtle, because in the older Super Nintendo Genesis ones, if you used your power attack, it would actually take health away from your life bar, I think, if I remember right.
We just got a full pizza.
Oh, yeah, that full pizza rules. And then here it just takes away from your energy meter, so that's, I really appreciate that switch. Oh, yeah. It's also worth noting here, too, I noticed on the research that they brought back the voice cast from the original Turtles cartoon to voice all the characters for this again. So they're all back. So that was very cool to see. They're all still up for it.
Fighting them again.
So what was that? Bebop and Rocksteady are kidnapped? Who are these guys?
Oh, yeah.
I remember having them as action figures.
Chuck and Dirtbag. Were they from the comics? Or were they in the cartoon also?
I don't know. I just remember having the toys.
They might have been from... Yeah, because they had a bunch of Turtles comics. Oh, what was it?
Well, I think they were in the cartoon.
Or were they in the cartoon?
Yeah. Oh,
they got a... Oh, yeah, it looks like a little strategy here. They leave a little prairie dog hole there or something for a trap.
Hit him now. Hit him.
Ooh.
Oh, he dug a hole. Where did he go?
So yeah, Ground Chuck and Dirtbag. Yeah, two bosses for one.
I need help.
I think some of the later bosses in here, they actually have a big layers of strategy to this, right?
Oh no!
Oh no!
I was just reviving you.
Oh, we're all back at it. Round two. Now they're both down to about half health. Almost got this.
Oh.
Gosh, yeah, they're doing a big old kind of like 10-yard dash charge at you.
Yeah, they're getting mad.
Oh, because we're hurting them so much?
Yeah, it looks like maybe the jump attacks may work a little good on here. Oh, there we go. Got a special on them.
Oh.
Yeah, I can tell you, the boss battles definitely get more involved as they progress. Do you got a favorite boss battle or what? More dastardly one you face from earlier, Paul Ivy?
This is as far as we got, but I'm curious to see what Crane looks like.
Oh, yeah, Crane. Oh, Baxter Stockman, or not. Maybe, I think Baxter Stockman's in this. Big old fly man.
I need help.
I gotcha. Oh, no, I don't.
No, I'm trying to get the bosses out of my number.
Oh, no. Ah!
Get away from me.
I fell in the hole, but right?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm out too. So it's all right.
It's this one. Oh.
We got this. We got this.
Oh wait.
I'm out. Like, it's not letting me.
Oh no! Hit continue. Put A on yes in the upper left there and pick your turtle there so you can keep going.
Oh, I see.
Oh, whoops. Got a little button mashy, because yeah, I think I'm the same.
Ooh, you got to bring out the master.
Oh, bring out Splinter. And I think, Katie, I think you could pick a turtle from the top there, too, so.
Not both of them are done. You have to... He only has a little bit left.
Or I think you're Raphael, maybe?
I can't revive you, because he keeps hitting me with that shovel.
He's out! He's out! Yeah!
Oh, I think we got him.
He's had to break out Splinter.
Yes. Ooh, yeah. There you go. I'll go ahead and pause it here. Once we start the next level here, just to have it all good to go. So yeah,
we're all tired here.
Uh-oh, Katie.
We're all just like waking up.
Getting the swing of thing.
Yeah.
Big long day ahead.
Not really, I guess.
Or a long day from yesterday. Actually, I think we could leave it here. So yeah, we'll leave it here, and we'll kind of get things a little wound down here. I guess before we wind things down, we'll give a shout out to our last sponsor at O for Heaven's Cakes, where there's nothing better than treating yourself to some good homemade baked goods. And that's, yeah, speaking of hungry, that's a place to go, because that's where O for Heaven's Cakes comes in. They got the best cupcakes and cakes for special occasions. They're just a treat. Actually, I had a brownie from them the other day, a cheesecake brownie. I threw it in the microwave for 20 seconds, and that thing just literally melted in my mouth. It was delicious.
Killing me over here.
Loved it. Gotta show some love for O for Heaven's Cakes. They make incredible specialty items by order, or just walk in to find out more. While you're there, enjoy homemade lunch and soup with keto, gluten-free, vegan, diabetic options. If you're a business owner and want to treat your employees, make sure to check out their monthly employee deals. And O for Heaven's Cakes are located on the north backside of the Grand Cities Mall. They're open Tuesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4, and on Saturdays from 9 to noon. You can call them up at 701-757-CAKE, and that's 701-757-2253, or go to or email them at oforheavenscakes@yahoo.com. Be a beautiful cupcake in a world full of muffins. That's O for Heaven's Cakes in the Grand Cities Mall. So we will kind of wind things down here with our last segment of the show we always like to do, Quick Takes, where we just kind of talk about what games we've been playing lately or what big plans we got going on coming up this weekend or the last couple of days we've been up to. So, Ivy, you're the special guest. Let's start with you. Quick Takes, do you got awesome stuff going on this weekend or just video games we've been playing lately you want to talk about?
I don't have anything big this weekend. We're still thinking about what we're going to do this weekend. We might go to the lake, might go shopping again. But next Wednesday, we're going to school shopping.
Oh, that's always... I dreaded that. My mom would be, all right, time to get new clothes for the school year. I'd run and hide. Be like, Dale, we got to see what clothes fit you. I'm like, just run and hide. I hate it. I hated school clothes shopping. But you like school supply shopping? You like school clothes shopping?
I like everything about shopping for school. Because my mom lets me pick up anything I want for, like, the first day of school. And we have to see if it fits me.
Oh, nice. Make a nice day out of it, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Any games you want to talk about that you've been playing?
Well, I have been playing Roblox 3008, and it's a really fun game where you're trying to build a base with wood and different stuff, and you can pick up stuff. You're trying to find food to survive and drinks to survive. Also, trying not to run into the boys at. Bloody Knight is when they're most powerful. Knight is when they're kind of powerful. And Foggy Day is when they're not so powerful, but they can still hurt you.
What is it, Roblox? That's pretty much the game that took over being the most popular from Minecraft, I think, if I heard right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it's free, and Minecraft costs... It used to cost a lot of money, and then it got, like, $30 when I was in, like, kindergarten and stuff. And then when I was in, like, first, second grade... It was free, and then now it's $30 again.
Oh, keep going back and forth. Yeah. So any other games or anything else going on to talk about?
Not really, but I think there's a game that there is no end. Just everything you buy on there is super cheap, and it's called Toca World.
Toca World?
Yeah.
Is that like on phones or tablets?
Yeah, it's a video game where you could decorate characters, decorate your own house, stuff like that.
It's called Toca World?
Yeah, Toca World.
Okay. You kicked butt in the kayaking game.
Yeah, that's a good game, cool.
Oh, yeah. And people could check that out on last week, Paul going to town and some online races.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep, the virtual realm.
Very cool. Katie, quick takes for the week.
Racing tonight, and I get the lake for the last time next weekend, so.
Yeah, you had a big lake weekend last weekend, right? Or was it a couple weeks ago?
Last week was the first weekend of the whole month of July that I was in Grand Forks.
Oh, okay. Nice chill and weekend.
Now I have nothing this weekend, so.
Lake it up?
Not this weekend, but next weekend.
Oh, next weekend,
so.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing.
Any games or anything else otherwise? Any VR stuff?
Kayaking, I guess. I tried that last week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you picked that up real quick.
Well, yeah, I mean, come on.
Not as fast as Ivy. Ivy was flying.
Dude, Okay, we'll have to compete eventually.
Ivy versus Katie, ultimate kayaker.
Yeah, because we got the one at our house. You guys could actually compete against each other.
There you go.
Maybe.
If we can figure out how to do it.
All right, Paul, quick takes.
I'm not looking forward to tomorrow because I'm going to be another year older.
Do I got the? I think I got the thing here. Happy early birthday!
Yay!
What show is this from?
That was from Thor.
Oh yeah, it's from Thor. Yeah,
Thor Ragnarok.
Oh man,
a new one or are they?
No, it was an older one. The one from before that one. Oh, I don't think you saw it.
No, I never watched any Thor ones except the new one.
Yeah.
So big old bash lined up, right, Paul?
No. No, not at all.
Is not that good.
I think maybe I'll just go kayaking.
There you go. Any other big quick takes?
No, I really enjoy this Turtles game. I haven't played a lot of video games lately. I just don't have time. And most of the games that you do get, they just take forever to download. You got to go through all this stuff. You got to, make a character, blah, blah, blah.
I have one more game.
What's
it's called Among Us. Have you played it yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We played it on the show a while back, yeah. I think that's Katie's specialty too, right?
Yep.
What do you like about Among Us?
I don't know. The best part is being the imposter and blaming it on somebody. Jeez. I really like the shapeshift.
It's like you can sneak around and backstab people too in that, right?
Yeah, and you can also, there's this new mod where you can, shapeshift into somebody else. One time I accidentally shapeshifted into somebody in front of, behind someone, and I killed somebody right in front of them.
Definitely got the best of them?
Yeah, but they still voted him out.
Oh, there you go.
See, I don't like Among Us anymore just because they took away the chat.
Oh,
like,
it's
you
not...
used to say whatever you wanted on there, but then bullying started happening and it got really out of control. So then the only way you can actually, talk in your group is you have to, click the chat button and then click your options.
It's like all predetermined chat items, right?
Yeah.
I imagine you find workarounds if you're playing with friends, do a Discord server or some voice chat server or something like that.
Yeah.
But that's a big hassle. But I know Ivy, I think you did some custom in the GFBS studio walls. We got some of your Among Us fan art, I believe, right?
What?
Yeah, you made that drawing. It's in the kitchen. Back.
Oh. Yeah, big Among Us fan. Heck yeah. Any other quick takes, Paul?
No, just like I said, I enjoy the simplicity of that Turtles game. You just pick it up and play and go, and it's entertaining enough. You don't have to get so involved. I mean, that's one of the big things that I don't care for with all these new games. It's there's just so much that goes into them. I don't have time for all of that. So yeah, but no, I'm not really doing anything else.
Yeah, I guess for myself, I'm with you, Paul. I agree. I like that just nice, simple, good old button masher that you can pick up within a minute and just go to town on other games. I did start The Quarry last week there, that cinematic survival horror, kind of homage to the Jason movies there, where it's just trying not to make sure to get all these just teenagers that they kind of like the movies, the Jason movies, that they're intentionally dislikable, so you kind of want to see them all get what's coming to them. But just through the first couple hours, and it's more introductory, setting up all the characters like that, just making you want all those kids to just be done with it already. But yeah, it's actually really good. It's a pretty lengthy game from what I researched too. But yeah, The Quarry, a lot of fun so far.
I think we're gonna look into trying to find one of those arcade games, or maybe talk to the mall too and see if we can get something in something in the mall here.
That'd be cool. Yeah, I know Arcade 1-Up, if you go on their website, they got a ton of options there. And then otherwise, they did announce Mario Kart 8, the next set of DLC tracks dropping.
What?
Another eight tracks dropping on August 4th.
Oh,
so, yeah, spread out across all Mario Kart history, from the old Super Nintendo handheld game, 64, Wii, cell phone version also. So yeah, that'll be eight tracks dropping August 4th. So we'll definitely have to bust that out on a future episode.
There's only so many tracks they can make that I'm just going to constantly dominate you guys on.
No. Well, I believe last time, I think Katie's the defending Mario Kart circuit champion.
I am.
I think, what was it? You won the last circuit or Grand Prix by 1 point, I believe.
I believe so.
Yeah, she cheated.
Cheater. Oh, okay.
Loser. My friend is really good at Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah?
Me.
Oh,
yeah, thanks.
It's my friend Mika. She's she was the one who introduced me to Mario Kart.
Yeah,
she's really good at video games like that.
Oh yeah,
she's actually getting probably all the really cool games because she's over in Japan right now, isn't she?
Yeah, but at her house, she has a bunch of games: Super Smash Bros., Mario Kart. There's this one that is, she has this one that is, it's her dad has this one where where he's like a knight and he's trying to save a princess. Yeah, she also has a dragon game, a lot of games she has.
Yeah. And then, very cool.
And then, yeah, other than that, I'll probably be seeing some speedy race cars tonight at the old track there, the Bullring. So, yeah, should be an all right weekend and some... I guess speaking of birthdays, it'll be my niece's birthday tomorrow, so yeah, we'll be doing some family birthday there too, so yeah, should be a big decent weekend ahead. So with that, unless you guys got anything else, we'll wrap things up. So a reminder for other GFBS programming this week on the latest big screens and TV streams, we covered a lot of stuff, some of the big highlights, the new Netflix action movie Gray Man, that was a lot of fun to cover. And also the Netflix reality series Blown Away, and so much more. Make sure to check it out. Dirty Thursdays yesterday had on special guest and recent Big Motor Mania winner Tyler Peterson yesterday. And tonight on Ikki Ichabod's Weird Cinema, we'll be covering the camp horror favorite, the very first original Leprechaun movie. So we want to give many thanks again to today's sponsors at Rumors Sports Bar and Casino, Northwest Tire, and O for Heaven's Cakes. Many thanks to Paul.
All right. See you guys next week.
Many thanks to special guest Ivy.
Thank you.
Many thanks to tremendous producer Katie.
Yep.
Many thanks to everyone tuning in and having us part of your Friday. We will see you next week where we will get our beanbag toss on like no other as we engage in a version of cornhole that you just have to see. We'll see you then. Goodbye.